please consider supporting the Wednesday blog by going to patreon.com/sthosdkane. Thanks. Welcome back to the Wednesday blog with me, Sean Kane. It's Wednesday, 24 April 2024. Over the last week, I've been thinking about how much I still use cash and what that says about my lifestyle as a whole. One of the chief ways that ordinary people would interact with their government was through the coins or banknotes in their pocket. We got to know the faces on our currency better for that role than for the things that they did that got them printed onto dollar bills or euro coins. Many were probably more familiar with the late Queen because of her face was on the currency in the United Kingdom and all the Commonwealth realms, more so than in any other fashion. Yet, in the last 5 years, my cash usage has dropped significantly, from a high around the mid-2010s when I used it more than my cards. Today, when I go to the bakery or when I buy concert tickets, I do so digitally. I prefer to use contactless payments on my phone over any other for the ease of use, and the security of not having to pull out my wallet in public. Still, I realized early on last week that this was a question better answered by more than one mind. To answer this question, I turned to my Patreon supporters, only $5 a month at patreon.com/sthosdkane, to ask them how much they still use cash. One of my Patreon supporters who agreed to talk to me this week was regular Wednesday blog film expert Alex Brisson, who offered a few thoughts of his own from his home in New York City.
When I moved to Binghamton, when I was going out there to go look at an apartment in May of that year, my dad gave me $50 in $5 bills and said, okay, drive to Binghamton. We were in Niagara Falls. Drive to Binghamton. Go find an apartment. Be back tomorrow and get to the train to Toronto. And that was the last time I ever used cash for tolls. So traditionally, I would always use cash for tolls and taxis and really, really small family-run Chinese restaurants. So let me ask you then, how much do you still use cash?
Almost not at all, I would say. Like, extremely rarely. You know, unless it's like a arcade game that only takes cash and I have to go over and like cash some card, you know, or once in a while, like some of the street hot dog vendors in New York only take cash, which I think is a huge mistake on their part. I think they're probably losing a ton of business doing that because I constantly will not, because a lot of times some of them do take it. And so sometimes there'll be two hot dog stands right next to each other. And I'll be like, well, even though I know this guy's going to be a worse hot dog, he will accept my card, you know? So it's like the guys, you know, anyone who's doing that is losing business. I think the only context I can think of in which I'm still using cash, but, you know, besides that, it's like, I'm making constant financial transactions. I'd say I buy things like, you know, every single day, you know, like, yeah. I mean, New York City is just a big shopping mall. And so it's like, I use Apple Pay the huge majority of the time. I'll use my credit card at a bar or something or a restaurant. But the huge majority of the time I'm using Apple Pay now, you know, unless a place doesn't accept it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you there. It's much more secure even than using my card. Don't have to pull out my wallet, don't have to pull my wallet out. And then also the encryption and the card number on the receipt is helpful.
Yeah, and they also there's all those machines that'll like steal your card information. You know, there's all those little tricks and stuff. Not that I think that's like that common, but I don't know if maybe Apple Pay might be just as easily compromised. I truly don't know. But I do know I've seen a lot of like videos online about how people are able to like get your credit card with different, you know, machines and things.
One of my Patreon supporters is closer to home, and we were able to do an in-person interview. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Sean.
How much do you still use cash?
Very little. I carry maybe $20 for an emergency, but I rarely use cash.
Not as much as I would like to.
That's George Vile, who spoke to me from his home in County Donegal, Ireland.
Yeah, so you would prefer to use it over a card? Yeah, I prefer to use it over a card. It's just, I would say the inaccessibility of getting to an ATM is probably the biggest drawback. Like today I had to pay at a guy work on car, you know, just cash payment. And to find an ATM that would dispense the amount, and it took two different trips, and eventually mm-hmm. I got him the money. But, you know, if he was able to take like a bank transfer or a debit card, it would have been so much easier. And that's probably the first cash I've used in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I was saying earlier that I traditionally only used it for taxis and tolls, and now both take card.
Yeah.
So you prefer cash over card. I get that. Absolutely. When you're in the US, is it the same, or would you use cash here use card here rather than cash?
I probably use more cash in America than I did over here. And I would say and this is a simple thing, euros do not fit in a wallet. They were never designed for wallets. And the amount of coins over here is just a pain in the butt. Like you've got the 2 euro coin, 1 euro, you know, then the 50, 20, 5, 10, 2, and a 1. Like it's just too much. Like mm-hmm. if you go out with like say $100, by the time you're done with the day's shopping, you have like half your pants fallen down just from coins.
I stopped carrying a coin purse a couple of years ago, finally, because I didn't like the look of my the pant leg didn't look right. The trouser leg didn't look right with that big bag of coins yeah. in there. What do you think are the benefits to your preferred payment method besides you talked about a couple of the drawbacks to using cash in Ireland. What might be some of the benefits that would make that be something you would prefer?
I'd say the benefits of cash is you stick to what you have. You know, mm-hmm. we know that when you're doing digital payments, we tap. Like over here, it's a lot more tapping. Like in America, it's still a lot of swiping. And here, there's no limit, no minimums for tapping with a debit card. So it doesn't matter if you're getting something for, you know, 1 euro or 100 euros, you're just tapping. Everything goes too easy. So you spend more money more freely. Whereas if you have cash, say you have 200 euro in your pocket, you're going to stick to that. And when you run out, you run out. Whereas here, you're at 200, you're just going to tap. You know, you forget about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Doing the mental math and figuring I'm borrowing from a future paycheck to pay for this right now or something.
Yeah.
Do you prefer cash over card or vice versa?
I prefer to use a card or actually use my Apple Watch or my iPhone. Mm-hmm. So I don't even have to pull something out of my bag.
Yeah. And the encryption is better on the Apple Watch, on Apple Wallet things.
That's what I understand. Yeah.
So then...
Although restaurants in the U.S., you have to give your card and they take it away and bring it back, as opposed to in Europe where they bring the thing to your table and you put your, you know, you know, it mm-hmm. never leaves your hand. So that's not quite secure.
Yeah. I'm starting to see more places here in the U.S. where they do have the portable card reader they bring around.
Yeah.
Or even like the big chain restaurants like your Red Robins, where they have the machine at the table that you can play games on as well, but then you also use it to pay at the end.
Yeah, but definitely money has gone from, yeah, being a physical gold-backed thing, you know, which I guess the gold is still somewhere, but now it's mm-hmm. just a number on a screen. It's crazy. Like, money is purely sure. digital. It's nuts. Like,
and so the value of the money has gone fully abstract then, right? Because it was set mm-hmm. to the gold standard until, I think, Theodore Roosevelt is the one who changed that. And now, instead of being based off of the value of gold, it's based off of some abstract concept that's up in the air. So what do you think are the benefits to your preferred payment method?
Namely that, I mean, part of what I like is that I no longer carry a wallet, actually. I just have my phone, and there's a little pouch on the back of it where I keep my ID and my credit card, and like one or two other things, like a business card or something. So for one, I've consolidated the amount of things I'm carrying around in my pockets day to day. As a man, I appreciate that, especially a man in New York City who's having to walk around during the day, because it's like your pockets are all you got. We like women get purses and things, men, like some days I might be carrying a backpack, but on a normal day, I'm just walking around with what's in my pockets, So pocket space, highly valuable. Another one just being the convenience of, yeah, it just being my phone, it's much faster. I could just tap it. It's that easy, so I like that aspect too. Unlike cash money, I guess it can't get like it can't you know my I mean my phone can run out of batteries, of course, so that's a huge potential inconvenience, but it can't get like crinkled or blow away, or like you can't really steal my Apple Pay, because it has a code that only I know. It doesn't have to be replaced frequently like a credit card does. And actually, because it's contactless, I would say it's probably safer in regards to like transmission of germs and things, because like especially during the pandemic, we became a lot more conscious of that, and passing around all this dirty cash is like not the best. And especially in New York City, that's like the main people kind of dealing with cash in the city are homeless people. Like, 'cause that's that, they need you to give them cash, which partially, if you don't have cash on you, is, I guess you've circumvented that, the guilt of that. I'm not sure. That's a little bit of a low thing for me to say. And there's also, unlike with cash, I don't, I'm not really carrying around a finite amount of it either. I can access all of my funds potentially through my phone, not instantly, but nearly instantly if I kind of shuffle things around, so that's another aspect I like about it.
So, do you see any benefit then to using cash over card?
I suppose if you don't want your purchase tracked, that would be a benefit, but or if you're going to, even farmers markets will take cards, but if you're I don't know. There are a few places that are cash only, but it seems like that's few and far between now.
And certainly, I think inflation has impacted that as well, where now you need to use more cash to buy whatever it may be. So I remember when I was little, you could still get a candy bar at a gas station for less than $1, and now it's probably close to $2.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What do you think are the benefits to your preferred payment method?
Well, it's more secure. If my wallet were stolen, I could stop the card immediately, any of the cards that I carry. It works. The same cards work globally, pretty much. So I can travel and not have to make a lot of changes or get I used to get traveler's checks way back in the day. That tells you how old I am. I think that's really it. It's the convenience and the security. Although, I will say, back when I carried cash and I, had a budget for discretionary spending, say for a month, once it was gone, it was gone. And with a card, it's much harder to do that. Like if I say I don't want to spend more than $100, it's really, really easy to spend a lot more than that with a card because you don't have to count the bills out.
Yeah, when I lived in London, I found it was very beneficial to only use cash if I could, because then I could control my spending. Whereas with my card, with contactless, that was already there. We didn't have it here yet. It was easy to just, oh yeah, I'll get that too. Oh yeah, I'll get that too. I'm putting the contactless onto different parts of my desk here.
Yeah, so I think that's something that we've all had to figure out how we manage that part of our lives now and have kind of an idea. I spend a lot more time in my bank app on the phone, for example, than I ever used to. And I kind of keep an eye on it, so.
I found when I went overseas this most recent time in October, traditionally I would get pounds and euros out when I would go to Britain or to Ireland or France or wherever before I left. And because the exchange rate's better over here. But I used card everywhere. I don't think I ever
Yeah, I didn't
once
think about
went
that.
to an ATM. And that was bizarre. Even going into the tube in London, like with Omni in New York, I just used my phone. I just used contactless to pay for my fare, and I was in. And that is a brand new thing just within the last 5 years or so. I mean, New York, you had the Metro card, right? The flimsy thing that you swiped. In
Yeah, which
London, it
also is
was
a
the one
pain
that you
because you had to
tapped.
touch those gross machines, you know? Like,
Yeah.
yeah, and
Yeah.
I'm not like a germ crazy guy, but they're gross. Like, you
They're
know.
gross.
But yeah, but you're right. The Apple Pay and the credit card kind of transcends boundaries, what's the word I'm looking for? Borders, you know?
Yeah.
Like you can use it anywhere in the world, basically. I mean, not anywhere in the world, but you don't have to translate all your cash. That is much better, you're right.
Yeah. And that was a huge realization because I went over thinking, well, I forgot to get cash, honestly. And I got over there and I thought, well, let's see what happens. And got to Brussels and I paid for my first croissant with my Apple Pay and thought, oh, wait a second. Yeah, that was a big benefit to it. So then, do you ever think cash will fully ever disappear?
I know they're going to try, like the banks of the world, the banking system, but I don't think it will, because I think all we'll do is create more of a digital black market, because that's what they're trying to do. And when we say black market, it's everything from criminal black markets to the black market of paying a babysitter, paying your car guy, all those little cash transactions that we do. That's what they're going to try and monitor. And somebody will just be smart enough to come up with something that beats that and gets around it. So I think they should just leave cash.
So cash, in Europe, it's coming out of the ECB. Here, it's out of the Federal Reserve and the Mint. Whereas if you're doing a card payment, it is going through Visa or MasterCard or Discover or American Express or take your pick. Do you see a way that that could be problematic, that those particular financial corporations would have that much of a role in our everyday monetary transactions, whereas previously it was a public enterprise that was managing it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like it's throwing the control of our money, like literally our money, to these for-profit corporations. Yeah, it's totally wrong. And we know, like, behind the scenes, the amount of charges, like there's some little meme that goes around. It talks about, to spend $100 locally, you spend 100, to spend that same 100 digitally, the amount of transactions, the amount of things that go on, fees, just everything gets very convoluted. So yeah, not a fan of the big companies tracking our money.
Yeah, I absolutely get that.
My immediate answer is that I'm not like properly educated enough to like truly venture a guess at that. That said, it does feel realistic to think that yes, you could easily have a post-cash society. Like that feels very feasible in my mind at least. Now, of course, there's this whole aspect of you only print so many dollars, you know, but it's like I have no idea what goes into that, or if you could just track all that digitally anyway, so that the physical amount doesn't really matter to begin with, you know? Because also, it's like I bet we're shipping a lot of gold and like huge stacks of dollar bills from like place to place. I bet there's a lot of people that are like spending a lot of time like physically counting out money. I know they got machines that do it, but still, it's like I bet a lot of time is wasted handling cash when a computer could be doing it, you know? Like, and of course we're handing over a lot of our societal things to computers these days, but that feels like one that, you know, that's logical, you know? That's not, you know, that's a calculator. Like, you know, it's like, yeah.
I only hesitate with that in 2 points. So, firstly, recently, Jackson County, Missouri, my home county here, their systems got hacked, ransomware attack. And every county system was shut down for 3 weeks.
So having your money all going through computers leaves it up to the risk of hacking, the risk of attack like that, which cash wouldn't as much. But then secondly, with digital transactions, even with Apple Pay, right, it's all going through whatever financial institution you want to talk about that happens to control your card. So my cards are Visa, let's say, or American Express or MasterCard or whatever. So every transaction I make is going through Visa. So they are getting a cut, or they at least have some arbitrary control over the transaction. And is that maybe too much power we're giving to private institutions where previously it was in public hands?
There's also the data tracking component of it too, is that Visa and all these guys are seeing everything you're buying, or Apple or whoever, and everybody's spying on you all day long now. So, you know, the thing you were saying about how it could be hacked and kind of disappear, which of course is true. I would just say though, that that's true for any form of currency, you know, cause it's like either it can be hacked or this, but I think back to like, there's an episode of the George Lopez show where his mom keeps all of her money in like a safe under her bed, and then her house catches on fire, and she loses everything. She's got like $50,000 in cash or something in like under her bed, and it all burns, you know? So it's like, you know, what, like, is there a truly safe form of currency? Like, you know, and right. I think the answer is no, there's not. So it's like, you know, you can hope that each version is more secure. At least I would think with something digital like that, there would at least be a record of its existence. So, you know, like if the bank gets hacked and all their money gets hacked out of your account or whatever, you can just be like, well, that was my money and you were supposed to protect it, so now the bank owes me this money. Whereas like if it burns up in the safe under your bed, like it's gone, you know? So Even in that scenario, I might contest that digital money might be more secure in a way, which is kind of strange to think, because a number on a screen never feels safe. But it might be, you know, it might be.
It could be.
It's truly hard to say. It's scary, you know, the new digital world is scary in a general way, I would just say, like, and things are just changing so rapidly, you know, and that's a whole other subject. But, you know, like the minds of this generation, you know, not just this generation, everyone alive right now, all of mankind right now is struggling to keep up with how quickly our technology is evolving beyond us. And I certainly, I don't think that's an uncommon sentiment these days. It's alarming.
Do you think cash will ever fully disappear?
Maybe. It's expensive for countries to print or with coins, you know, make coins or print cash. I don't know. I wonder what the percentage is of people that use, because there's so many places that we go now that are card only. Like, you can't use cash at the new current stadium, for example, right? There's no way. And there are more and more places like that. So I think as more and more places refuse to take cash, we'll just see less and less and less of it.
Yeah, and some countries that I've heard about that have dropped cash altogether, like Sweden, it's because the kroner there has so low value that you'd have to use. When I was my 4 hours in Stockholm Airport in Arlanda, I think I paid maybe 200 or 300 kroner for a burger and fries at Max's Burgers there, which at the time I was thinking, whoa, that's a lot of money for a burger, but it was equal to about $10.
Wow.
You know, so I wonder, looking at inflation and the way things are getting more expensive, as we're noticing, is that going to impact how much cash we use? And then one last follow-up question. If we do go entirely cashless, because cash is controlled by the Treasury, right? By the Federal Reserve and the Mint. With card transactions, those are all done through the big companies, through Visa, through MasterCard, through Discover, through American Express. Does that give those companies too much power over our national economy or our global economy, if they're the ones who, they're the middleman in every single transaction?
I do know that still bank things, so that money is transferred from one bank to another as you're, you know, making payments and whatever. Those things still are somehow monitored by the Federal Reserve. Maybe it's an automated thing. Cash was just the vehicle to exchange for goods and services, right? Mm-hmm. So you're still doing that exchange. It's just happening in a contactless or low contact manner.
Is cash still king? I don't think so. I could see how it might return to its former position of prominence if we had massive technological failures. Yet that seems remote and unlikely. I do agree with George about the need to have better monitors on the financial institutions that house and watch all our digital transactions, though. I wonder if the cultural role that cash plays as our symbol of prosperity will change. This, like many questions I consider here on the Wednesday blog, remain uncertain in their answers. The Wednesday blog is written, read, and produced by me, Sean Kane, and I also came up with the theme music. You can learn more about my work by going to linktree.ee/esthosdkane. That's linktr.ee/esthosdkane. There you'll learn more about my website and my blog. Thanks. Thanks as always to my regular listeners, including monthly supporters, Elizabeth Duke, John Lundy, Alex Brisson, and George Vile. You can join them by supporting this podcast by going to patreon.com/esthosdkane. That's only $5 a month to support. And maybe you'll end up on the podcast with them someday. Thanks to the three of them for joining me. This podcast is distributed by Spotify. Learn more at podcasters.spotify.com.